Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
The Wild on the road, they make a trip to the old Northwest Division starting tonight. They get the Oilers Thursday, Calgary, and then they'll be in Vancouver Saturday night. Late game, and then Seattle, they weren't part of the old Northwest Division, but they'll visit Seattle on Monday before returning to St. Paul on December 11th. It's good to visit with Sarah McClellan, who covers the Wild for the Star Tribune. And Sarah, good to visit with you.
Same. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Yeah, good to visit with you, as always, and kind of a trip back in time to the old days when they made a lot of trips to Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, as part of the division, and now not as many trips that way.
Yeah, especially since we're seeing those throwback jerseys this year. Right. It reminds you of the old Northwest Division days and Jacques Lemaire behind the bench and all those battles with Edmonton and Calgary. You're right. It's certainly a trip down memory lane, it feels like.
Yeah, and, you know, this Oilers team, it's been a bit of a struggle. Their goal differential is minus 14 when I checked the standings. The Wild have been red hot in November. We turned the page. Now it's December. And I'm sure the Edmonton Oilers have to covet the goaltending the Wild have been getting as of late.
Yeah, two different teams, the trajectory they've taken. Both teams had pretty slow starts, the Wild especially in October, but they flipped the switch in November, and like you said, they've been red hot pretty much ever since. They just had their 7-game win streak snapped Saturday in that shootout loss to Buffalo, but still, what a turnaround of a month after they only had, I believe, 3 victories in October. It was pretty grim. And Edmonton, they also struggled early on, but they haven't turned the corner. They're still kind of in the thick of their early season swoon. And, you know, we've seen this happen the last few years with the Oilers. They start slow. They, you know, perennially are like that. And then they usually flip the switch and go to the Stanley Cup final. But we haven't seen that shift yet for them. They've had obviously, like you mentioned, a lot of goals being let in, you know, defensively. Their goaltending has received a lot of criticism, but not so, obviously, in St. Paul and with the Wild. Obviously, now they're rotating 2 goalies in the mix, Philip Gustafson and rookie Jesper Wallstedt, who's going to get the start tonight against the Oilers. So they're sticking what's working for them, and right now that's a 2-goalie system.
Yeah, and you talked about the Wall of St. Paul. Mm-hmm. Just absolutely tremendous. Here's a guy that Wild fans have heard about for a while, and didn't have a good year in Iowa, and it's kind of like, well, you know, with Marc-Andre Fleury retiring, he kind of by default became the number 2 guy. He has stepped in, and as you pointed out, now it's just kind of even Steven Gustafson and Wallstedt in net, and boy, they were really good and have climbed the standings quickly.
Yeah, it kind of feels like a kind of a full circle arrival maybe for Wallstedt, you know, in a roundabout way, because he did, you know, obviously have struggles last season. He was supposed to, if you remember, he was supposed to be with the NHL team for most of the year. They thought they'd play three goalies with Fleury and Gustafsson and Wallstedt to get him more acquainted with the NHL and get him game. But when they got into salary cap trouble because of all the injuries, they simply couldn't afford to keep his contract on the books. He needed to go to the minors. And obviously, you know, he struggled there. It was really tough for him mentally. But now he's back. Like you said, his job was clear. He was playing as the backup behind Gustafsson. He's really showing, I think, the goalie, like you mentioned, you know, the buzz about him since his draft year. This is who he was hyped to be. He was supposed to be very technically sound, very precise in his movements. You know, not someone who has to reach for saves and chase saves. He's very much in the right position at the right time when he's locked into his game. And I think that's what we're seeing lately. If you look at him when he's on a roll, which has been all season long, he doesn't give up a lot of rebounds. He's able to cover pucks or pucks just stick to him. And I think that's really helped fuel this turnaround and, you know, why the Wild have been able to cut back on their goals against in November. Obviously better defensive play in front of their net, no doubt. But the goaltending, the predictability, the calmness that they're getting in net, especially if from a rookie like Wallstedt, you know, in this position consistently for the first time, it's been very impressive. And he's definitely earned this role where, as I said, the last few weeks, it's every other game for him. And it's obviously been a big part of this team's turnaround.
Yeah, and it goes without saying the Oilers present some elite goals scoring, and it'll be a big challenge. Wallstedt's been up to the task, but tonight in Edmonton, he's going to probably face some very good looks.
Oh, what a doozy of a combination here. On the weekend, he played Colorado on Friday to out-duel Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar in the shootout to help the Wild defeat the Avalanche 3-2. And then now his next start, he sees Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl on separate lines, you know, too. It's not like right now the Oilers have them loaded up. It sounds like they're going to play on their own line. So, you know, someone's out there every other shift amongst those two before they get lower in the lineup there. So what a challenge. But I think he really seems to embrace that and just kind of take everything as it comes. He really seems to have the right attitude and demeanor. You know, like in the shootouts, he said he's not someone that's studying ahead of time on players' tendencies. He's really focused on him, his approach, what he does best. And obviously it's been working for him and working for the Wild.
Yeah, and a bigger picture, I know goaltending is such a huge part of it, but you had a piece that first was published on the 30th, and that is, as the calendar turns to December, the Wild aim for consistency, and that's not just goaltending, that's up and down the lineup.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and we're seeing it too because their depth is being tested. You know, they haven't been healthy, but they're still found a way to win. And, you know, you kind of look at their season, it's really been a tale of two seasons with the way October went and with the way November went. And, you know, losing, that looked really hard in October for this team. It's hard to snap out of slumps like that. But then they go on the run in November and they're winning and they're collecting points. And that's kind of hard too in its own way. It really challenges a team's ability to reset, lock in, and every other night with the way the schedule has been lately or back-to-back, lock into that style. And the players acknowledge that. Like, they rattled off 7 wins in a row, and the challenge is to turn the page quickly. You know, you can't linger on wins. You can't savor them too long because you have to get back out there. And they saw and felt a little bit of that leg from, you know, an emotional, big, thrilling win over Colorado, a division rival, the top team in the NHL on Friday afternoon, and then to playing the Buffalo Sabres, a team that's struggling, you know, the next night, Saturday night at home, and losing to them to snap their win streak. So we'll see. You know, Edmonton, like I said, they've been in the last two Stanley Cup finals, obviously haven't won, but they've been kind of, you know, a consistent threat in the Western Conference, but they're struggling right now. So, you know, is it more of the Colorado approach or is it more of the Buffalo approach? I think that'll be really telling for the Wild tonight if they can recalibrate against Edmonton, a team that's below them in the standings. They have a chance to pick up a lot of points on this trip. It's a very winnable trip. Teams that are chasing them, and this is a real opportunity for the Wild to just grow their lead in the standings.
And, Sarah, a little warmer in Edmonton today than it was here in the city. So, I mean, you got that going for you.
Snow on the ground, though, with both places, right?
You're right.
It feels like winter. Feels like hockey season.
Yeah, for sure. Now, let's not gloat too much because the forecasted high in Edmonton by the end of the week in the single digits above zero. So we're going to get some cold here, but actually a pretty mild day by Edmonton standards today.
Oh, not too sure. bad tonight. For yeah. sure. Yeah. That's that prairie winter.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Sarah, always good to visit with you. I know you're on a tight deadline with the puck drop tonight at 8 o'clock in Edmonton, but thanks, as always, for the time.
No problem. Take care.
All right, Sarah McClellan joining us, covers the Wild for the Star Tribune, and joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And as we mentioned, a trip through the Old Northwest Division for the Wild, and they had a great month. And I keep pointing this out. In October, they lost six games in regulation. In November, they cut that back to one. So only one game in November, they didn't get points. And that's really impressive. And if memory serves, that was in Carolina on November 6th, they got beat 4-3. Other than that, they found a way. Even if they got beat in overtime or like in the shootout against the Sabres in St. Paul on Saturday night, 3-2, they still got a point. And that is huge in the NHL. 7-16, I will take a break. We'll come back. Bite of the night, Chris Tubbs on the way with that. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Henry's got the night off. He has the week off. Chris Tubbs in the big chair tomorrow night. You'll be alongside Josh Wheeler, I understand, on the show tomorrow night.
Yeet. And then, yes, yeet.
Did we confirm Matthew Collar from Purple Insider Thursday night and then Dave Schwartz?
No, I have not confirmed that.
Friday night.
I'll confirm that on Thursday.
Yeah. You'll worry about it then.
That's a Thursday problem.
Yeah. But I believe it is you tomorrow night with Josh, and then either Dave Schwartz or Matthew Collar Thursday night, Friday night.
Yeah, you know what? You know what? It's just going to be whoever walks into the studio. It's like, hey.
Whoever shows up.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, hey, Collar, hey, Schwartzy. You know, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. What are we doing tonight?
I don't have any idea what's
going on. All right, so Bite of the Night.
Oh, Bite of the Night, yes.
We're going to get Adam Thielen as a new Steeler talking about how great it's going to be to play with future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I mean, they do. No, they do have a rapport. You know, they've been friendly since, you know, his days, you know, Aaron Rodgers' days in Green Bay and Thielen's first foray here in, you know, with the Minnesota Vikings. But, no, that is not the Bite of the Night.
That is not the Bite of the Night.
Not of the Bite of the Night, no. And I just went a little.
He has landed in Steeler. He's landed with the Steelers, so we'll get that out. That is not Bite of the Night. All right, what do you got?
No, I was just doing a little Italian there, so I accidentally put an I in there. I'm talking about Adam Thielen. You know, most of the time we do the sports thing because there's a lot of ridiculous things that are said in the sports.
Oh, some of the stuff is just downright hilarious.
It is.
That you've had.
Thank you. I did switch gears tonight because I did want to get into something a little more serious, Steve. And we know with all of the strikes on the Venezuelan boats and, you know, whether or not there, you know, it's been drug activity or it hasn't, like, these strikes are being authorized or not authorized, depending on who, you know, where you get your news at. And, you know, are they drug dealers? Are they not? Again, are we assuming they are? Well, Megyn Kelly on Sirius XM, she had some strong words on what she would like to see done with those Venezuelan boat strikes.
So I really do kind of not only want to see them killed in the water, whether they're on the boat or in the water, but I'd really like to see them suffer. I would like Trump and Hegseth to make it last a long time so that they lose a limb and bleed out a little. Like, I'm really having a difficult time ginning up sympathy for these guys who 10 seconds earlier almost got taken out by the initial bomb, but because they managed to get ejected, you know, a little too soon, had to be taken out in the water. I realize legally it may make a difference, but truly, Mark, this is a tough case to really gin up the sympathies of the American people.
Yeah. So you've got someone who not only wants these strikes to be successful, but she wants these individuals that she does not know, that she is assuming are, you know, members of the cartel and trafficking drugs and doing all of these bad things. She wants them to suffer. It's mind-blowing when you think about the words that come out of somebody's mouth and how you can claim to be based in Christianity and the spirit and, you know, have this part of your identity and claim it, but yet you say these just careless words towards individuals, again, that we don't have confirmation on their intentions.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear, you know, that it's, you know, pushing buttons, trying to get attention. And you mentioned earlier, you know, it's typically a sports cut or whatever. And I think there's a lot of sports commentators that'll say outrageous things and do outrageous things to get attention and hopefully get more eyeballs or ears or, you know, on the material they're presenting. And I think that's probably the case here, you know, the shock factor. There's something she said that I think is absolutely right. Big picture, I think the American people would overwhelmingly support the efforts to reduce the flow of illicit drugs into the United States.
100%.
I also think, though, that that I would like to see as much of an effort put into helping stem the appetite for those drugs. Because I think the one thing we know about the big picture war on drugs, in my opinion, is that simply blowing up boats or trying to confiscate will not keep it out. Because I could be wrong, but still in 2025, with all the efforts, illegal drugs get into prisons. They get through the cracks in the system. That there is still illicit drugs in prisons and jails. Now you're saying, well, you know, that's probably true. So I think there needs to be that effort to stem the flow of drugs and punish those responsible. But also, what about the appetite, if you will, or the market for it? And the black market, if you will, the drug trade has shown if there is demand, there are people willing to do whatever it takes to supply that demand. So I think you need to deal with the supply, but you also need to deal with the demand side as well. And that's really complicated. The demand side is a lot more complicated than just blowing up boats on the high seas. There are a lot of people who are a lot smarter than me and have dedicated themselves to the study of law that say, I would much prefer that if the United States was getting involved in drug interdiction on the high seas, that they would use the military might to stop the boats, arrest the people on the boats, confiscate the material on the boats, and get to the bottom of exactly who these people are. And, you know, maybe they are drug kingpins, or maybe they're just people who were forced into, you're going to get in this boat and you're going to drive it to wherever, and if you don't, we're going to kill your family. How would you know that, or what those circumstances are? And I think that gets to your point. I always get leery when we use our power as judge, jury, and executioner. And I think that's the danger. When it's kind of like, well, we know for sure. Well, do we know 100% for sure?
Yeah, and we
and,
don't.
And that's where you get, you know, what if it was just really a fishing boat? You know,
I mean, just because
that makes me a little bit. And once again, I'm not defending, but I would rather use that military might to do it in a way where it's like, sorry guys, you're not going anywhere, and you shoot back. That's different. If not, if you surrender your cargo, and we are going to arrest you, and we're going to take this boat and you out of the mix, and we're going to try you, and if found guilty, we're going to punish you. That's just me. I don't have a problem with dealing with the supply side, but are we doing enough to deal with the demand side as well?
Yeah, there's got to be.
That's all.
Yeah, well, I think that's fair. But there's also got to be a less reckless and spectacular way, because this is great for sensationalizing it. But at the end of the day, does it solve the problem? You know, you're creating this conflict where there doesn't have to be one. You know what I mean? And
I think that's my point. You know, is this really, you know, solving? While they're blowing up boats in the Caribbean, are there drugs coming in containers or by other means, whatever that is? And the answer is probably yes. And I'll go back to that simple statement. When there is great demand for an illicit substance, prohibition taught us this. If there's stuff on there like fentanyl or cocaine or whatever, and we're going to bring them into custody and they're going to face justice, and if found guilty, they're going to spend a lot of time in prison. I'd even be fine, you know, with, you know, depending on what the judge says and what what the laws say, you know, decades in prison. But this, you know, what happens if you just blew up some fishermen? You know, I don't know. I just think it gets scary when the judge, jury, and executioner are, you know, 7:32. Quick break. We'll have an update on the weather here at News Talk. 830 WCCO. It is the late show. Steve in for Henry. He's got the week off. He'll be back next week. Chris Chubbs alongside Chris hosting tomorrow night. Josh Wheeler in the producer's chair. And we had mentioned a little bit earlier, Adam Thielen has caught on with the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers as the Steelers try and find their way to the playoffs. Quick thought on that before we get into the NFL power rankings, courtesy of The Athletic, and kick that around a little bit. We're not going to reveal where the Vikes are. It's not in the top 10, however.
Is there a number that low? I mean, I thought there were only 32 teams in the NFL. So, I mean, are they must be underneath Indiana and Ohio State. And
No. They're not even 30, 31, or 32.
That gives me hope.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But this whole Aaron Rodgers, this has got to be it, right? One and done with the Steelers.
Oh yeah.
He's hanging them up.
Yeah, he's washed at this point. Like, Aaron Rodgers, I understand.
It's over.
Yeah, I understand the appeal from fans to think that, okay, well, it couldn't get worse than J.J. McCarthy. We saw that obviously it did, but I don't think that Aaron Rodgers would have been the answer. Maybe I'm still just jaded, but I don't think that Aaron Rodgers would have been the answer here. So, yeah, he's one and done.
Yeah, and Max Brosmer was just put in a horrible spot. And the writers from The Athletic even pointed that out. Anyway, if you had on your bingo card at this point in early December, now this is just a couple of writers from The Athletic, but it's hard to argue. Number one in their power rankings, New England Patriots. Hard to argue with that. They look like the real deal.
Yeah, well, and I mean, they've got a legitimate MVP in Drake May. So they may have supplanted the Buffalo Bills at the top of the AFC East. And you could say that this might have been one of the biggest missed opportunities for the Buffalo Bills. Not even getting to a Super Bowl with Josh Allen, because I'm not saying their window is closed, but man, it certainly looks like Buffalo's now got their hands full.
Yeah, for sure. Now, number two, the LA Rams still look good, but they got beat by Carolina. And I still think the Rams are dangerous and probably still the favorite in the NFC.
Yeah, I think so. Their defense is legit. I mean, Matthew Stafford is having an MVP caliber year, and Davante Adams has been an incredible addition. I mean, two more touchdowns last week in that loss, and I think at this point, like, I feel like Sean McVay is doing everything in his power to give Matthew Stafford an upper leg for an MVP sort of season, because this is incredible what he's doing, and that is a tough, tough division with the 49ers and the Seahawks.
Yeah, and speaking of Seattle, they're coming up quick. Denver, number three, not a fan of Sean Payton. Hard to argue what he's done. And, oh, by the way, Bo Nix, and they seem to find a way. They beat the Commanders in overtime in their last game. They are 10-2, certainly. It just doesn't feel like a team. They're having a good year. I still don't consider this club a Super Bowl contender. I don't see them in the playoffs, for instance, finding a way to win on the road. They're having a nice regular year. They're number three in their power rankings. I'm still not sold.
Well, losing Patrick Surtain hurts, but that defense is – they generate a fantastic pass rush. So I would not sleep on Denver, but you're right. Like, Sean Payton is just so dislikable.
Yeah, he really is. But he's turned it around. That's why he got the big bucks. And they brought him in. Seattle, number four, they looked really good. Huge home field advantage. And they have an outstanding defense. They got a lot of speed. Here's the thing. We saw Sam Darnold in Detroit in Week 17. We saw him the next week. Not totally his fault against the Rams in the playoffs. And I think Seattle in the back of their mind say, And he wasn't great against the Vikes on Sunday. You know, is Sam Darnold the guy that's going to lead us deep in the playoffs? I think it's fair to be skeptical.
Yeah, absolutely it's fair to be skeptical. You've got a really good running game with Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. But then,
and a really good defense.
Really good defense. It's not the Legion of Boom. But, I mean, all you need is for Sam Darnold to look for Jackson Smith and Jigba. That's it. I mean, the Vikings shut down JSN, and Seattle still won 26-0, and their best player was a non-factor. Think about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Green Bay 5, Chicago 6. I'll give you the rest of the top 10. Buffalo 7, San Francisco 8. Philly 9, and then Detroit 10. So you got three NFC North teams remaining in the top 10. And, you know, Green Bay has been on a roller coaster ride. The Bears, 9-3? Are you serious?
This is a very backwards year in the NFL. And that's not to disrespect what Ben Johnson has done. Because if you can develop a quarterback to see O'Connell, Kevin, develop a quarterback, you see what Ben Johnson has done. And they're, I mean, I don't think Chicago, just because they've got the best record in the NFC, I don't think they're the best team in the NFC. But as of right now, they've got the best record. But I don't think, for the record, that Chicago is a legitimate contender. But they have got a very good young core, and they are going to be a problem in the North.
Yeah, and they're gonna likely get into the playoffs. The only other team I want to really touch on right now, but before we get to the Vikes and put a bow on this, Buffalo at 7. I still think Buffalo, in the ups and downs they've had, some good wins, some bad losses, some puzzling losses, I still think they're a team that could give New England trouble in the AFC playoffs. Josh Allen's just too good.
Yeah, Josh Allen is a machine, and he's one of those guys that can, it doesn't matter who's around him. Like, when he gets going, and you don't need a, I mean, if you get it, you know, James Cook is having a great year. Who are they throwing the ball to? I mean, like Andre Reed, Steve Tasker. I mean, are those guys like, are they running routes right now? It's incredible what Buffalo has done. I just feel like right now something is off with Buffalo. Number one, they can't stop a nosebleed when it comes to the run. I mean, Tampa Bay ran for like 200 and some odd yards against them a couple of weeks ago. They have some defensive holes, and I just don't know if they've got the skill position players to keep up in a shootout. That's my only concern. It's not necessarily Josh Allen. It's the deficiency of the defense, the inability to stop the run, and just the guys around Josh Allen. That's the big question mark for me.
All right, here's how we're going to wrap. Vikes fall to 24 in the athletic power rankings. They're 4-8. Their best case scenario, the NFL scraps the rest of the season. Ouch. And then I got to read this. No team has gotten worse quarterback play this season than the Vikings, whose best performances have come from Carson Wentz. J.J. McCarthy missed Sunday's loss in the concussion protocol has been terrible. Undrafted rookie Max Brosmer had a tough task in his starting debut against a great Seattle defense in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I'll point out again. But he looked worse than McCarthy, throwing 4 interceptions, including one of the worst pick sixes in recent memory. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
Well, you don't want to cancel the season, because then you got to develop him. He needs the reps.
Yeah, J.J. McCarthy, we'll see what he can do against Commanders this weekend. All right, quick break. Headlines coming up here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Hey, let's get busy. Chris Chubbs has put work into this. What do you got?
Work is subjective, but you know what?
Yeah.
I did.
You make a quality effort every day, my friend.
Quality and effort are both subjective. Depends on who you talk to. You know, the story can change. Hey, somebody who was not having a quality and a good day was former president and CEO of the Minneapolis Regional Chamber of Commerce, as he pled guilty to stealing charity funds. Jonathan Weinhagen pled guilty to mail fraud for a multi-year scheme that embezzled hundreds of thousands of dollars. Now, Weinhagen, who also used the alias James Sullivan, admitted to fraudulently taking $30,000 intended for unclaimed child murder rewards, executing sham consulting agreements, opening an unauthorized line of credit, and charging a family vacation to the chamber's credit card. The 42-year-old now faces sentencing after his guilty plea to the serious fraud charges.
Yeah, it's good. We root out fraud wherever it is. 100% in favor.
100%. Doesn't matter who, doesn't matter where. Doesn't mean all, you know, middle-aged white men are going to embezzle money, because we're not going to broadly paint them with a, you know, with a broad stroke. You see what I'm doing here, Steve? I'm not doing that.
I think we can all be on the same side on that. If there is a crime, trial, if guilty, punishment.
Yes, it's
100% in favor.
It's not a hard concept. It's really not.
No, I'm good with it.
Hey, billionaires Michael and Susan Dell pledged $6.25 billion earlier today to provide 25 million American children under 10 an incentive to claim the new investment accounts for children created as part of the President Donald Trump's tax and spending legislation. Now, the historic gift has little precedent, with few single charitable commitments in the past 25 years exceeding $1 billion, much less multiple billions. Now, its structure is also unusual, essentially built on what they call Trump accounts, where the U.S. Department of the Treasury will deposit $1,000 into an investment account set up by the Treasury for American children born between January 1st, 2025 and December 31st, 2028. The Dell's gift will use the Trump account's infrastructure to give $250 to each qualified child under 10. Now, though the Trump accounts became law as part of the president's signature legislation in July, Dell say the account will not launch until July 4th, 2026. Michael Dell said they wanted to mark the 250th anniversary of the U.S. independence.
Hey, I think that is great. Save money. Good for them. I think that is a very nice gesture.
Finally, somebody's thinking about the kids.
Hey, boy, that is unbelievable. What was that, six?
$6.25 billion.
$6.25 billion.
Yeah.
My.
That's not even real money. That's not even real money.
That's really cool.
Hey, speaking of things that aren't real, Stranger Things is approaching its end nearly 10 years after it premiered, and fans will be able to see the conclusion on the big screen. Now, the first four episodes of the fifth and final season released the day before Thanksgiving on November 26th. We have already seen all of them because my teenager wanted to watch it, so we watched it. Some are, and I love the series, by the way, which I didn't think I would. The next drop of episodes is going to be on Christmas. The series is slated to wrap up on New Year's Eve in a two-hour-long finale. Now, fans who have followed this, a select number of movie theaters are screening the finale during a special event on December 31st and January 1st, with tickets available earlier today. Now, it over 350 theaters in the United States and Canada are expected to offer what they call fan screenings, according to Netflix. And there's no definitive list of which theaters are holding showings. Multiple theater chains, local cinemas, and ticketing companies have already information about showings online, including Cinemark, Fandango, and Regal. The finale is expected to be about 2 hours long, but the runtime says 2.5. The movie listing also includes a synopsis that could hint towards the ending, though those details are likely to stay under wraps until the premiere on New Year's Eve.
The only thing I've heard, I've seen Stranger Things, not the whole body of work, that Stranger Things lasted longer than the 80s.
It certainly feels like it. But
you know, that the decade of the 80s, and this thing's been around a decade.
Yeah,
it's really interesting.
These kids are old enough to they're old enough to drink, and they're old enough to rent cars at this point.
Yeah, it is cool. You know, 80s nostalgia. I lived it. I think they did a good job capturing it on Stranger Things. Wow. We got the news and weather in a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. and I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.